Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Days of Life and Friends. Tonight we'll be discussing the last week of the show. You can call in and give us your opinion at 914-338-1239, or you can join us in our chat room. Follow us daily at divaofdaysofourlives.blogspot.com. That's our blog. We post new stuff on it daily. And we also have two Facebook pages, Diva Days, and our fan page, which is Diva Days of Our Lives. And you can follow us on Twitter at Diva Abdul, and all of those pages are linked on our show page, so all you do is click on them. And tonight we have Anna here.
Hello.
And we have Miss Madeline from Hawaii.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
And go ahead and pimp-ball, Anna.
Let's see. What shall I talk about? Kate?
No, not yet. We can talk about
Bob. Oh, you mean
Bob?
Oh, Bob. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that part. Mm-hmm. Of course we have to pimp. We have to always pimp at Bob Hapka on Twitter because mm-hmm. he's awesome. And also mm-hmm. I would like to take the opportunity to pimp at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka as well.
Mm-hmm.
But also pimp at Bob Hapka's son, at Mark Hapka, who just released a short film. I think it's 5 minutes. It's on Twitter right now. I'm not sure what you can... I think if you go to at Mark Hapka, you'll find it. I think it's called Vestige or Vestiges. Anyway, it's really cool. I loved it. I retweeted it today.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really neat. And I think you can vote for him. I haven't done that yet, but I think you can go in and vote for his film. So anyway, I'd encourage you guys to do that because it's pretty cool. So, anyway, that's my pimp as far as that goes.
Yeah, when Marianne said something, she was trying to get Amy Hapka to call in, or get part of your boss to call in. Yeah, I haven't heard anything back about that, but I thought they agreed to it. But,
that'd be great. Well, it would always be great to hear from the Hapkas anytime.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
I didn't have time to watch it, but I did retweet the Mark Hapka's film, too. So anybody who follows me, I retweeted it, so you can take a look at it.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Pretty cool. So I'd like to find out more about it. So I don't know if it's entered in. You almost have to watch it to just, it's 5 minutes, but you almost have to watch it because it's kind of hard to describe. It's pretty cool, artistically and otherwise. It's got a pretty cool message, too, I think. So anyway...
Mm-hmm.
Who knew at Bob Hapka's son could be so deep? No, I'm just kidding. Shocking. No, I'm just kidding.
Who knew anybody thought they could be deep? I mean, it's hard when you...
Yeah, I meant that in the best of sense, you know, in a loving way. No, but, it was pretty cool. I think it was a nice effort, and, you know, it makes me kind of want to see more. So, you know, we'll see. I don't know what kind of contest or thing this was entered in, but it was pretty cool. So anyway, highly recommended.
Okay, go ahead with Miss Kate. We'll start our drinking game early.
Uh-oh. I was trying to remember what happened with Miss Kate. She wasn't on a whole lot. I think she might have been on a couple episodes this week, but mainly, you know, Sammy and Kate story with the Countess Wilhelmina, and let's see, she had two different earrings she was wearing this week, which is awesome because she can always do stuff like that and carry it off.
Yeah.
And if I did it, it would look like I just, you know, put the wrong ones on in the morning. But, you know, Kate can do it. She can pull it off. And she looked gorgeous, of course. Let's see. So we, you know, at the end of last week, it was revealed that Madison and Sammy are still working together. Sammy's
mm-hmm.
collecting double the salary working for Kate while also being a mole for Madison. So so this week, you know, Kate complimented her some more and, you know, was like, oh, why didn't I think of this sooner and things like this. to have you come aboard. And then we see that, I guess Madison decided it was okay for Sammy and for Sammy and Madison to tell their respective husband/booty calls. And so Madison told Brady, and he was pissed about the whole double crossing.
You know, was that this week? Because I enjoyed him telling her off. That was I didn't watch the Sammy and Rafe one, but I did watch.
I did watch
Brady telling Madison off, and I like that. I'd like to know
why
Sammy. Well, I guess it's not that much of a stretch that Sammy wouldn't tell Madison that Kate framed her for murder. You wouldn't.
Oh yeah,
that would be something that. You know,
Mike come up in conversation.
Yeah,
but I did like him calling her. I liked him calling her on the carpet for it. Sammy.
That's the most I've enjoyed Madison and Brady in a long time.
I hear you. Even with him shirtless, if Madison's in the room, I'm not really enjoying it all the way. So then, of course, Sammy has to tell Ray, and she's all excited about it. And, you know, I know that all the law enforcement goody-goodies, they always screw up and do things wrong, too. But I thought it was kind of funny that she thought Ray would actually be okay with this. Not that I care about Ray for what he thinks, but, I thought it was kind of funny that she was all, you know, excited to finally be able to tell him, and he was like, okay, so somehow you thought corporate espionage was okay in this household? Okay, let's revisit this. So he was not at all happy about it.
Well, he wasn't okay, but, I mean, I can see why she would have assumed he would be. She's a Demira.
Okay, I know.
EJ, but it's not okay to go after Kate.
Oh, I'm not defending Ray. I'm just saying that she was upset, that he was definitely upset about it. So,
okay, I'm not defending Ray one way or the other. I'm just saying I don't think it was, you know, a problem. I don't think Sammy should have thought that he wouldn't, you know, that he would be upset just because he was a cop. Considering Kate is a Demira and the way he feels about all of them, I mean, they should all be dead, according to him.
Mm-hmm.
So why would he be upset that she's, you know, and she's not going to try and kill Kate.
The fact that she's breaking the law and could get caught, maybe? I don't know. I mean, why does Rafe think anything? I really don't know. But,
for a guy who didn't mind breaking the rules to get EJ and was willing to let some woman die.
That's
for covering up Sammy shooting
him
in the head. Yeah.
You know,
right.
That's
a good guy. The good guys are conveniently good when they need to be good, and then they're
technically
bad and they need to be bad. You know?
Well,
it's a double standard. It's always a double standard, you know.
You know, with Rafe and Sammy, I usually don't give a damn, but I'm sorry. That was stupid.
I'm loving Sammy right now, even though she's, you know, a mole against my favorite character.
I think I like the direction this is going.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
If it pushes her in the right direction, and we seem to be getting there a little bit more every day, slowly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Was
this the week that, was that the conversation where he said something about something like something EJ would do or something? He kind of turned around on her, and it was kind of like foreshadowing, maybe we should draw this connection a little bit more often here. You know, it was kind of like the,
That's typically Rafe. It's something EJ would do and he doesn't approve of it. But, you know, shooting EJ in the head, that's not like
it's
EJ.
Okay.
God.
I mean, they can complain about EJ all they want, but between Will and Sammy, EJ's been shot twice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
It runs in the family, apparently.
Beat up by Brady.
Mm-hmm.
For something made up after the fact, I like that.
We don't want to beat him up for something he really did that we actually got to see. No, we're going to beat him up for something that the writers made up after the fact. Yeah. But anyway, I think I thought Ollie Jammies would jump on that one when he said something like that. I was like, ooh, the Jammies
back
called.
Well, they probably did, but I didn't watch it. I don't know how many Jammies are really out there watching. I know a lot are not. I'm kind of fed up.
Yeah,
but
because
Sam
and EJ aren't even in the same scenes together anymore.
Well, they're
going
to be next week, or at least have you guys seen the preview for next week?
No, I haven't seen it.
Will's going to Will finally lets it all out, hang out in front of
Ooh.
Him.
Oh, like literally? I don't know if I want to see that part.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
All right.
Have you guys noticed at the end of the episodes, they've taken off the sneak peek of the next day.
I noticed that. I noticed that they didn't do review for the preview.
Yeah, they just keep
going to
talk about the voice. Yeah.
Are they doing that just on Fridays?
No.
No, it's every day.
Apparently, they've stopped doing it. They're not going to do any more previews for the next day.
Oh, okay. Huh.
But sometimes just reading the spoiler, isn't it? Yeah.
Although, it would help a lot more if they'd, you know, get better at writing the spoilers or stop putting out spoilers, maybe. Or putting out as many. Because this Alice story would be a lot more interesting if I didn't know anything. As it is, it gets stupider by the second.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
true.
Well, to wrap up the Sammy Kate thing, because there's not that much left of that part for this week. Basically, Sammy, they do this whole photo shoot with Chad and Gabby, and Kate's loving it, thinks it's great and everything. And they have the pictures, and for some reason, the only copy of the pictures is apparently on Sammy's laptop. Don't ask me how that happens. But anyway, she's getting ready to delete them in order to sabotage Kate. Just as Kate walks in, I think Sammy's talking on the phone with Madison at the time. Is that right? When she walks
I think
in.
She might have just hung up on her. Yeah,
the
phone call was over.
She heard like a part of the conversation, and kind of one of those soap opera things where you walk in and you say, "So who are you talking to?" or whatever, you know, or "What do you mean?" or, you know, and then Sammy had to be like, "Oh yeah, I'm just looking at these one more time," or something. And so she didn't get to delete them at that point, as far as I could tell. So anyway, so of course, Kate's layering on the compliments to Sammy, which no matter which direction this thing goes, I'm enjoying that dynamic. Even if Kate gets beat up for a while, it's going to come back around. I know it will, you know, back and forth. Mm-hmm. So that's fine. So that's why I can enjoy it. But, you know, it is kind of funny because I can feel like if Kate really has one up on her, I can see how she's laying that groundwork for Sammy to have a false sense of security because she keeps complimenting her. But then she kind of, like, does it in a frenemy kind of way, so it's not, like, totally mushy and everything, like, "Oh, man, you're the best ever. Really, let's hug it out," you know. It's not like that, but she does it, like, hesitantly. But she still kind of compliments Sammy. So I'm thinking that maybe Kate knows more of what's going on and, you know, she's laying the groundwork for something. But, you know, I don't know. So anyway, that was about it.
I'm trying to think that Sammy and Madison will get away with this, and then Madison's whatever shows up, Ian Buchanan, and Kate's going to help Kate get back.
I'm excited to have Ian Buchanan show up in case anybody hadn't noticed. Yes, his first air date is February 9th, and it should really shake some things up, so it should be pretty interesting. And I really like him. I've always liked him, so I'm looking forward to seeing that dynamic show up in Salem.
Well, I'm looking forward to documenting some of the other awful stuff I keep hearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's definitely some awful stuff out there, but I'm excited about the things that I'm interested in, so it's like I can try to fast forward through the stuff that...
I'm sort of enjoying this. I'm really enjoying Will and, well, like EJ.
Yes.
But.
Yes. Love Will. I love that Will's gray, and I love the whole dynamic with EJ and, you know, Abe just finding out that Abe and his aunt just finding out he's working for the enemy and stuff.
Yeah. Will is enjoying this, but he's not quite comfortable yet. Because I had fun. I did watch Friday. Friday was fun. You know, they asked him to bring Sydney over, and he wants to stick it to his mother, but he's not quite comfortable with the idea of doing it every day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
He just hasn't fallen all over into it.
Yeah.
And he's still nervous about explaining it to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because basically all the gay guys in Salem are aware that Will is gay. He still will come out of the closet.
Doesn't figure that out yet. Yeah.
You know, I want to talk about Jack, because that was kind of the highlight of the week before.
Oh,
and we have we have Angela on hold, so I want to get that in, and then we'll get Angela on. Yeah, that was one of the best episodes they've had, probably since the last time Jack had a panic attack, really. And it's such a shame.
Yeah.
I said this on Twitter. It's the best storyline is Jack's post-traumatic stress, and he's on one day a week or less. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, it was great stuff. They had Jack in the support group for PTSD with Marlena, who took him there, and Jack tried to get out of it, and she finally talked him into it. And there were some real-life veterans there. And the profound thing that Jack said was, you know, I came home, and I don't feel like I'm home. I feel like part of me is still in the cave.
Yes.
And that was, you know, that was the best moment for me in that episode for the whole week. That was really great. So what did you guys think about it?
Oh, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, was that Friday's episode?
I liked
it Friday.
How... What's that? I think it was Thursday. Was it Thursday?
It's Thursday.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's later in the week, yeah.
I liked that he didn't really feel worthy at first of going in there. Aside from just being hesitant to share a story, he felt like, you know, why am I going in there? I'm not a veteran. I'm not going to be accepted and, you know, all that. And at first the guys, you could tell, were kind of like, oh, why are you here kind of thing. But when he explained that he had been in a cave for a year, you know, when they first said, he first said he was a writer, they're all probably rolling their eyes like, yeah, right, whatever, you know, lightweight. And then when they found out he had been held captive, held hostage and tortured for a year in a cave, that turned things around a little bit. And I think it, on several levels, you know, I liked it because Jack also represents part of the unsung heroes in the whole war scene, that these journalists, I mean, look at David Bloom from NBC several years ago. He died he was embedded with one of the groups of, I don't know what they're called, but whatever the groups of Army, I think it was Army, I'm not sure. Anyway, and he ended up dying of deep vein thrombosis over there. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, there have been ones that have been, you know, raped or, you know, beaten up, attacked, kidnapped, everything. So I thought it's nice because we care about Jack because we love Jack and we care about his story. And it's fun to see it through Matt Ashford's interpretation. But it also does bring up a good point that, you know, these journalists that go over there that are trying to tell the story both for our country as well as show what the soldiers are going through and everything, that, you know, they suffer too. You know, maybe not to the degree in most cases that the our servicemen and women do, but they're definitely heroes in a lot of ways. So
I don't see that they suffer less. Just because you suffer
right.
for a shorter amount of time doesn't mean you suffer less.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. No, and I don't mean to put a price on anybody's suffering. I mean, it's all relative. You know, everybody's, you know, got different degrees and, you know, whatever, but of suffering, but and it's for each person to feel their own. But I just thought it was nice that they're bringing that aspect out and thinking of all the thousands of journalists that have been over there or been in any war situation, that it's nice that they weren't really hitting people over the head with that idea, but the subtext was there. And I thought that was really cool. And I did think his hug with that one girl was like a little too long. Did anyone else feel that little lingering hug there? I don't know. But
I thought he was attracted to the one woman named Pat. Yeah, there was an attraction there since you walked in the room. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was feeling that too. I thought, uh-oh. Is he going to fall for
this
chick?
Treating him, that's fine with me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
The way Jen is being period, she's just not fun to watch anymore.
I really loved the lady that was in the red or orange shirt, the one with that was partially blind and had the senile dog, and I think she lost a leg, too. I really kind of wondered if she was truly a vet. Did anyone else get that feeling? Like maybe she...
They were
maybe
all vets.
Okay, I thought maybe they were. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe that's what they were doing. Okay. Because I definitely sensed that she was. I wasn't sure about the other ones, but I definitely felt like she was. And I just thought it was a very positive message, and I hope we see more of it. I hope it's not like a one-shot deal.
I hope we see more of it, but not to the extent that it gets,
preachy. Exactly. I agree. It doesn't need to...
What I've seen of it so far, I like. So,
yeah.
And yes, I'd rather see more of it and less of Daniel and Melanie. But the problem
the more they put it on,
the more they tend to repeat things over and over, and then it gets stupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, at least Daniel left town for a while, so we've got a break there.
Oh yeah, but he'll be back in 3 weeks or whatever.
Oh no.
Yeah. I interviewed Deidre. This is around the time they were filming this. I think they just filmed it. So I asked her, are there real vets on this? And she said yes. And I said, is this their real stories, or is it their own words? Did the writers make up stories for them? And she said, for the most part, it was their story.
Oh, that's cool.
So, so you can find that on Blog Talk Radio. It's about a 10-12 minute interview with Deidre. So, I think I can't remember what month I did that. It must have been November. So, you can check that out, what she had to say. But she was very proud of that episode.
Yeah,
so
that really
was so special. Yeah, and she complimented Matt Ashford a lot, too. She thought he did a great job. So.
Yeah, it was good. I really enjoyed it. I agree, though, Madeline. I mean, they don't need to do it every day or hit us over the head with it. But I think if they do have balance with it and they really
I'd love to see Jack on more often, but that doesn't need to be the only thing he does. I mean,
right.
There's lots of other things he can be doing. He's got a daughter in town.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be teaching, too, isn't he?
Austin has an office, so does Jack have an office yet?
I haven't seen him.
No, he hasn't been on campus at all, really. It's always been, Abby and
Austin. Only has an office so that they can have Abigail fawning all over him.
Abby will show up naked and covered in Post-it notes.
Did I really see one that says that Abigail is going to trick Austin into... wanting to sleep with her or kiss her or something?
I think he got drunk and passed out, and she tells him next morning they had sex and they didn't. That's what I read the spoiler is. And Austin
doing this
for
him again?
Yes,
really?
He's actually going to believe that they did it. Yeah. I know. Poor Patrick. He's never going to live this down.
Heck, he still hasn't figured out that he has the hots for her, that she has the hots for him.
He has no clue. Let me bring Angela on, and we'll talk about Austin later. Angela, sorry for having us so long.
Hey, dear. How are you ladies doing?
Good. How are you doing this weekend?
Good. Well, I'm doing pretty good. It's been kind of an odd week. I didn't get to see any of the show until I watched Thursday and Friday's episode tonight. And I agree with what everybody was saying about the vets. And I think Madeline has a good point, too. Dave doesn't typically do such a great job when they're doing a more serious, episode or one that really brings a lot to light. But I thought Thursday was one of the best episodes they've done in a long, long time. I love Matt Ashford, so most anything he does I like. But I thought it was great. But you know what reminded me of a lot, and I'm glad somebody mentioned about David Blaine, because I hadn't thought about him in a while, and I just loved watching him on the Today Show. And it was so sad when he was killed. But you know, Bob Woodruff from ABC had that brain injury, and mm-hmm. You know, and I thought about J.R. Martinez and what a good job. And again, I was never an All My Children watcher on a regular basis at all. But, you know, the fact that they had someone come in and be a part of the cast, you know, and his whole storyline was not strictly that, you know, he, you know, was a war veteran. You know, he had, you know, a love life. He had, you know, a story. And I thought, yeah, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we could do that somehow? Because, you know, in real life, everyone has, you know, there are lots of folks that have disabilities or have had injuries and so forth. And that's one good thing I think All My Children did. And just having watched and knowing, like what you were saying, that those individuals that were on the show Thursday were, in fact, veterans, and those were mm-hmm. pretty much their own stories. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great. I thought they did a good job. I loved having the little verbiage at the end, thanking the veterans for all that they've done to protect us as a country.
Yes, that was nice.
The whole thing was a class act. I thought they did a good job.
My complaint with Dave when they try and do something like this is that because they write the show the way they do, with so much repeated stuff over and over, that's why they have such an issue writing stuff like this as a story, as a standalone episode. It works great because we're not hearing it every damn day, over and over in the same stuff. You know, and it's possible to write that because All My Children proved it. You know, they could do it. You know, it can be done on a daytime soap, but you have to be willing to actually write an interesting story every day. And for whatever reason, Days has a problem with that.
Well, you're right, and Madeline, I agreed with you too. And I think you're the one that brought up the whole point about the fact that they've stopped doing the previews at the end, which I think for right now is a good idea, simply because they don't have necessarily a very compelling story to tune into. You know, I don't know how many of y'all participate. There's several different surveys. There are two different surveys that come out a couple of times a month usually. And one of the questions on one of them every single time is they ask you if you watched the previews and did that make you more inclined to watch, less inclined, not at all, didn't have an effect, or whatever. And, yeah, the last two or three times I filled it out, I said, you know, it's probably discouraged me from wanting to watch the next day. I usually watch out of habit and because I want to support the show, but there's rarely stuff on there that I'm thinking, oh, gosh, I can't wait till tomorrow. So I think that's pretty good.
Well, I think it helps not to have it. I'm not necessarily – I want to say that I don't think the show, you know, I've seen people say, you know, if they didn't have spoilers, it would be just as good as it was in the 80s. Well, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as good. The show in general isn't as good. Would I enjoy it more than I do now? Yeah. But it wouldn't make the show better. It would just make it more, you know, I would just be surprised a little more often. But
well, I think it helps.
I think it is too.
There've been two or three people on Twitter that I talked to. I think it was last week, because I've been off of Twitter most of this week, but that have said that they were enjoying the show better going spoiler free. And I'm all for that. One thing that, and again, they may have done this. I watched the show, the two episodes today on the internet. So I didn't see Monday through Wednesday at all. So I don't know, but I know. Like last week or the week before last, it was like the first 10 to 15 minutes almost, the first quarter hour almost seemed to be a repeat of the previous day's episode. You know, I was sitting there getting confused, saying,
I enjoy it a lot more, finally watch one day.
Exactly. So I would hope that they would, you know, that if in the essence of not doing the sneak peeks, don't repeat a whole segment of the show from the previous day either, even if they think it was important, because I think, you know, I don't think that really helps. I think having episodes like they had Thursday was really good. I just I asked several people since I got back on Twitter today what episodes they recommended from last week, and most people said Thursday and Friday. Overwhelmingly, people wanted Thursday, and they were certainly right. The Thursday episode was by far the best one, and Friday had some highlights to it. I'm not a big person on the costuming and the little Cinderella dance and all that kind of stuff, but that's just me. You know, some people enjoy that part. And then,
dance lasted forever. That was ridiculous.
It wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be when I heard about it.
Filler.
Except that someone needs to have fixed Rafe's costume so it didn't hang down in the back. But it didn't look as bad as I was expecting. And at the beginning, when they first walked into the pub and they were being, and they were making fun of themselves, that worked. Towards the end, when they were getting into it, that was stupid. But it was nice to see Kayla.
What a waste for Mary Beth Evans. I mean, I know y'all talked about this.
I know, that's awesome.
Much better than I have. But, I mean, she's such a talent, and I just don't understand why that's.
There are rumors going around. I've heard that she took Carolyn's place because the actress who plays Carolyn is sick.
That's kind of what I
asked Mary. Mm-hmm. I asked Mary Beth Babs. I interviewed her, and she denied it. She said she would not.
Maybe
she
would.
That's
a private thing
I don't see her coming right out and saying that would be true, necessarily.
But, by the same token, Peggy McKay is, a stellar actress.
She's older.
And so that's fine. But, I don't know that it even warrants necessarily replacing, if Mary Beth Evans is simply going to be there to put the music on for Carrie and Rafe to do their little prince and princess dance, I just think that's a waste of talent. I mean, it just, it's just kind of, to me, that's kind of sad.
I'd rather see her doing it. I'd rather see her doing it than Melanie.
Well, this is true, too. This is true.
I could think of a lot of people I'd probably pick instead that would just make me cringe. At least she doesn't do that.
That kind of makes sense that maybe she was filling in for Caroline.
Well, it could be, but even Caroline, I don't know. I felt they could work without it. I mean, if they would bring her on to do something of something, even to have some normal conversations with Abby or even. I think y'all have talked about the history.
I wish they would do more stuff with her. But I didn't know that they did
the history with she and Jack. I mean, not necessarily. I don't want to bring back up the whole rape story over again because on days that is the kiss of death. But it does. Yeah, I thought when he first came back and he came in the pub for the first time, they saw each other. They at least as actors, whether it was written in the script or not, and I think you guys had mentioned this. Kind of played it that there was a little bit of a tension there, That would be interesting, even if it was for folks that weren't even watching way back when. That could be interesting. But anyway, this is what they're doing right now. The only other thing I wanted to mention, which I guess is, I'm not going to talk about any of the other spoilers because, again, I'm behind the times on what's going on because I've been out of pocket most of the week. But because I didn't have my internet with me part of the week this week, did not realize I had done this, but y'all are plugging Bob Hopkin. I don't need to also. I've listened to some of your podcasts too, Diva. So I listened to some of y'all's again too. But when I was cleaning and doing some other things, since I had the computer and I had realized I had some of these things downloaded, I ended up listening. I had a load of stuff from Daytime Confidential back from 2008. And I have no idea. I didn't even know it was on there. I must have hit to try to download something, and it downloaded almost all their podcasts. Because it was hundreds of them. But
holy cow.
I mean, it was amazing. I didn't know that it was even out on iTunes. And so since I didn't have the internet and I was cleaning some stuff out, I played and listened to some of these things while I was cleaning stuff out. And it was amazing to me. I listened to, and I actually wrote down two of the numbers. I listened to podcast 327, which was, and these were both from 2008, and also podcast 249, which was the one they interviewed with Tom Casiello back in 2008. And they were talking about how to improve days. They were talking about it was at the same time that they announced that Deidre and Drake were being let go from the show. Things to improve about the show, things they shouldn't be doing, which, Madeline, you'll appreciate this. They were talking about, you know, how they really did not need to have Melanie front and center. We could replay part of this whole program now. And but it was, yeah, they were talking about getting it back, you know, even with Deidre and Drake gone, you know, what they could do, you know. And, yeah, and it was just, it was interesting. Like I said, there were a few things that are sad because they were talking about still the potential that Brian Franz could take on days and the SoapNet, you know, things that we know now,
oh,
which sadly are going away. But it was interesting to me listening to some of the stuff, and maybe I'm just a nerd, but I thought to myself, you know, some of the stuff was discussed 3 years ago. Including how much it costs to do a show and all these kinds of things. And it was just so discouraging because I was thinking, you know, all this stuff has been discussed over and over and over again, but yet the powers that be, you know, are not the folks either listening to this or caring, you know, because we just continue to stay in this same cycle. And
Every time I watch a show lately, it's hard, especially at when the demerits are on. I just sit there and go, it's only been 4 or 5 years since 2007 when I would rush home every day and download. I couldn't wait to watch. And now it's
they
like I the whole week. And I'm, you know, the only reason I watch is because I do this. And otherwise, I wouldn't have watched today. I wouldn't have watched Friday's show today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't going to be doing this tonight.
Yeah.
I hope
that they will see. I hope that, I know that Lauren has been tweeting, at least this was, I guess, last week, because I'm out of the loop for a lot of stuff that's been going on this week. But, you know, she was saying, you know, that next week is, you know, as we move into the sweeps week, it'll be a game changer. Yeah. I certainly hope so. Like I said, I had hoped, and like I said, the only thing I did find out today from someone else that sent me a direct message on Twitter is that, you know, here we've been waiting since November, or at least I have anyway, for the aftermath of the November tryst between EJ and Sammy. And at least, and, you know, having that come out, and it, I hope it's going to be better than what this person explained to me today, because I thought to myself, why in goodness knows would they wait and save all this and then break it like this during sweeps? Because we can't, I mean, I don't know, do y'all know what the ratings were last week? Were they just as bad as they were?
They were second or third.
They were in third.
There were only
second
four
overall.
So they were third,
yeah,
like out
four.
Of four.
And
yeah.
The ratings did go up a little. Funny enough, the day they were up the most was the day that EJ and Sammy got into it over Will.
Yeah,
that Will was working for EJ. It went downhill after that every single day. But
This whole modeling deal, you know, like I said, I don't know. I'm not a fan of Quinn. I've yet to understand the whole reason why they brought Quinn back. And you know, in frankly, all these modeling deals, I don't understand. When I went to watch NBC.com today for the episodes, they have a whole spread of Chad and Gabby with their photos for Countess Wilhelmina. That doesn't even look like them on the show. I mean, I'm not saying those pictures are Photoshop, but I mean, I was sitting there going, is that Gabby? Is that really him?
I honestly do not see hardly any difference between the way these two new head writers are writing soap as from Dina. Not really. They're not paying attention to the younger crowd, really. I mean, they've integrated them a little bit more, but not a whole lot. They don't really have much of a story. Will's the only one with much of a story.
Well, Abby.
Abby's
got a story.
What do they do with him? Nothing.
Melanie.
You know.
Well, I agree with what
I don't know.
I don't know. I just I, I've watched this show forever since I, you know, I've been watching it for like 38 years. I've been watching it for a long time, and you know, I was not a teen when Jason Cook and Kirsten Storms and those guys were on in 1999 or so. But I did enjoy that, and maybe it reminded me of somewhat of my youth. But anyway, I thought that was by far the best teen group. But all these other folks that have grown up on the show, whether it be Hope or anyone else, you know, it was always interesting, and it didn't, you know, and I love those characters, and they interacted, you know, with the older characters, you know, just like, you know, even Chad was more interesting, at least when he was interacting with Kate or with Stefano or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they've had good scenes with that. I mean, Chad and Stefano had some good scenes last week, I think it was, and Will being incorporated into some of the, you know,
Will basically is an umbrella story conversation every time they run into each other.
I think what both of y'all have said, Anna, both you and Madeline were saying, is that it's not just the scene about coffee beans. It's truly having a storyline. I mean, to have, you know, that's what's so frustrating. And I think, you know, as much as they talked about what, you know, this is what Madeline was talking about, as much as they brought about that they were going to be writing character-driven stories and so forth, we're just not seeing very much of it. Or they're telling character-driven stories I'm not interested in. I don't care about the Alice and Stefano secret. I don't care about anything that you know is being made up on the fly. You know, I feel like watching that secret story, I thought they're making it up as they go along. You know, I kind of wonder, do they even know what's in the box now? You know,
especially if the secret is the way they keep pushing. I mean, the way it sounds like it's going to be, then it'll be awful. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree with you.
If they make EJ John and Hope's kid, you know, that'll be it for me.
You will hear an eruption here in the South, because I honestly, I love Hope and I love Bo, and I think I just, you know, there's no feasible way to explain that Hope is, you know, anyway, I won't get into all that. But I appreciate y'all taking my call. I want to take up all of your time. But y'all, it's been a good, interesting conversation. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Marianne just called in, so let me snack her. Hey. My computer is just super screwed up today. So if I can get her, if not, Anna, I might have to have you log in and try to get her. My son actually downloaded the new Firefox, and it's supposed to be faster. Yeah, not that much. It's worse. And I told him not to do it, and of course he did it anyway. Let me sip and get Marianne.
You need your own computer.
Well, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to go get another one. This is just terrible. I know, I have so much crap on. I'm trying to put it online so I can get rid of this one and get a new one. So I'm having a bunch of crap on my hard drive. Okay, yeah, it still hasn't hung up on Angela yet. That's how slow it is.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, for real. That's terrible.
I guess one of these days I'm going to have to learn how to do this.
It's very simple. It's, you know,
you want me to sign in there? Do you want me to get in there, too?
No, I'll get her. It's probably going to maybe take another minute, so that I do see her there. Oh, here we go. Oh, maybe I got her. Yay, there's Marianne.
Hello?
Hey, Marianne. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here you're having computer problems. Not as bad as mine.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to probably go back to restore point and get rid of the stupid Firefox because it's effed up really bad. Okay, so what's going on, Marianne? Oh, shit, I just hung up with Marianne. I didn't do it. She'll call back.
Yeah, it drops calls sometimes like that. It's really...
It does, yeah. It just dropped her figures. Let's see, what haven't we covered yet? Oh, I have to bitch and complain about Race and Carrie. I mean, this whole
dressing up as prince and princess thing. And I don't understand the almost affair that's going on. Because I guess we find Sammy finds out this week or next she catches Rafe and Carrie kissing. And to me, I don't see why they're having an affair. I mean, Austin adores Carrie. Rafe adores Sammy. Sammy adores Rafe. It's just,
well,
they're just kind of just not spending enough time together. I mean, I don't think that's a good enough reason to be kissing.
I think, too, maybe, the way I'm reading it, and I don't think the writers are doing a good enough job, it's just a lot of it's my assumption, is that the more Rafe spends around Carrie, the more he sees the kind of woman he really likes. He fell in love with Sammy. Yeah, she's obstinate, but she's also got a side to her, which is why EJ loves her. That's crazy and is not up, you know, an FBI agent, you know, especially one who's that hypocritical.
Right.
He's learning more and more about Sammy that he really, you know, that he didn't listen to anybody about.
Right.
And here's the sister he had never met, who's the sweet one. And in a way, I mean, I can see that working. And I actually didn't mind him for the first time. First walk in the pub was actually the first time he's been on the show that I actually like enjoyed him for about 3 whole minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking too. I actually kind of like him.
That was a record for me.
I agree.
He was pushing and complaining about you know having to be in the costume, and it was like, yes, finally, I kind of feel like you're a real person, like Rafe's a real person. That was a first. But he's never liked that with Sammy. Ever, but that's because they're not letting Sammy be who Sammy should be. Not, you know, it's like this person who's pretending to be someone else every time she's around him.
Right.
That doesn't help. So I, you know, that's kind of my thing, and I like it because now he's going to prove that he's just like every other guy except EJ, because EJ has been the only guy who never wanted Carrie, who didn't give a damn about Carrie. So,
they haven't even had scenes together. Carrie and EJ haven't had a single scene. You know, I thought that was kind of weird.
Well, not since 2006.
Yeah, I mean,
well, no,
you know, Carrie's been in town.
She's been John's lawyer, so they've had a few, but John's always in there, and it's always always the point, not Carrie.
Right.
You know. I mean, of course, we would never mention that, you know, her mother was married to EJ's brother.
Right.
Although it was nice to see her mention Anna. That her favorite birthday party was in one that Anna threw her, even though it's one we never saw.
Right. It was in her mind.
Yeah, I love that. That was probably the sweetest part of the entire show. It's the sweetest part of the entire show in weeks.
Yeah, it's kind of odd that she doesn't say her mom's name. It's just my mother. You know what I mean?
Well,
you know,
she calls her mother instead of Anna.
That's true.
Kind of like that. For all the fussing she does over Marlena and John, she called Anna her mom. That's kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Thanks, writers, for the little tiny hits that I get.
Oh, Marianne, you're back on, honey. Just want to let you know. Sorry,
no.
I didn't hang up on you. The computer's messed up. Yeah, you're back on.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I don't know if it was a drop call or if it was my phone or what. Oh, I didn't realize it was back on. I was just listening. I was listening.
Did you have fun tonight?
Oh, yeah, it was really nice. Really nice.
Oh,
we had a good time. Yeah, it was a house full. Yeah, kids and...
Oh, good.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Oh,
it was nice to get together. Yeah, it was nice to get together. Yeah. So, we've kind of had like 2 Christmases, I guess you could say.
There you go. That's always fun.
Yeah, that's always fun, yeah. So... So I didn't see Friday's show. What happened on Friday? Anything
exciting ending the day?
Well,
or
what I was talking about, Carrie and Rafe were talking about past birthday parties. Well,
okay, yeah,
Carrie
heard that. They mentioned Anna. Okay.
And then they had the party act that Rafe got for Sydney's birthday party canceled. So Carrie and Rafe had to play the prince and princess. And Kayla was showing them how to dance. That was why Kayla was on.
Okay.
The end of it was cheesy, but the beginning of it I kind of liked. Before they started looking at each other longingly and playing that sappy music.
Rafe and Terry. Yeah, all of a sudden we're madly in love. Oh, no. Oh.
Well, no, but
yeah.
I mean, they were still laying it on kind of thing.
Yeah, well, he wants that perfect woman, good girl, so that's who he should be with, you know.
Yeah. And then EJ talked Will into bringing Sydney over to the mansion so he could throw her a birthday party without Sammy knowing.
Oh, so now Will has to listen to EJ now because he has all that on him. So.
Well, he didn't, you know, they made the description I read made it sound like he browbeat him into it.
Yeah, but I'm thinking Will
really,
probably enjoyed doing it.
Will
just enjoyed it off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was
make Sammy mad.
Yeah,
yep.
That's sort of where he left it. He didn't tell him he had to bring him or else. He just kind of let Will want to do it on his own.
Okay. Was there any more about the key? Did they open the box? Did they open that damn box yet?
Oh, hell no.
Still crying around.
I have a complaint from was it earlier in the week when Stefano brought the box in? And they're like, oh, do we want to open it? Do we not want to open it? And then they let him walk out with a box. I'm like, this, you know, you think of the collective, you know, things that Stefano has done to those families over the years. And you're just going to let him walk in and out with the box? I mean, I thought that was supposed, like, he's going to be trusted to put the box where it's supposed to go again. You know, I don't know. I thought that was really stupid.
Or he could, really. And Hope was, like, crying around. She
There's
wanted
so
to open that box.
Things.
And then when the time came, oh, I don't think I want to open it now.
There's so many things
about the
storyline.
And it's probably
going to
be really anticlimactic when they actually do get it open, so that's the bummer, too. It's like,
Well, I think an awful lot of people who aren't aware or don't read spoilers are going to be really disappointed.
Oh, yeah.
I
haven't even been reading the spoilers, but I know that, I know.
I don't even think I want to read the spoilers anymore. I heard Mal was saying about EJ, and if they make him John and Hope, that is just, I don't know how they think the fans are going to really react, but I think it's a big mistake, but it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, after swearing when John and Marlena came back, they wouldn't break them up and they wouldn't do anything to tear them apart and blah, 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 and they're going to make EJ John's kid with Hope? Come on.
Yes.
That's even stupider than...
Yes.
Stefano and
just
Susan.
Keep them Stefanos, you know. And well, yeah, that's even just as bad or worse, I guess. I don't know.
It's bad enough they made him Susan's kid.
Yeah, right.
Oh God.
Even Stefanos, you know.
I
Stefanos
didn't think
enough.
Anything would be. I didn't think they could come up with anything worse, and they did. That's every time. I think they've just dropped to their lowest point ever. They proved me wrong once more. But let's see what else. Oh God,
Jen and Abe. Jen has talked Abe into cheating. She's talked him into switching, coming up with their own questions,
right?
For the debate and switching
the ones that EJ and Nicole found a way to get.
So we're just as bad as EJ now.
So the last thing you see on Friday is Abe has got them out. He went to the drawer where Nicole put them in, and he pulled them out and switched them with his own, and then, of course, EJ walked out in the foyer.
Yeah, I thought Jen was standing out there walking, and yet she just walks away, and EJ goes walking through the doors. I thought she was standing there guarding. She could have stopped him. You know, come on.
Yeah, she could have started talking to him about
that. That was lame.
number one. Number two, we're talking about Abe. Abe, who was going to let his wife go to jail because he was so, you know, he would just never, ever, ever break the law.
Right.
You know, when Lexi was accused of kidnapping Hope, and, you know.
But, you know, it's true. In politics, people, a lot of people do start out to be good people, and they're corrupted. They allow themselves
to
be corrupted. They allow themselves to be corrupted. I mean, it's their choice.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I understand that, but this is a man who's been, who's had more opportunities to be corrupted than most.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think
his
now
wife was in jail
for murder.
Ego.
I think it's become an ego thing now. He's like, you know, bring it on.
Yeah. I guess. I can see that. No. I just...
I still keep thinking that
think
the questions they got from the debate...
I
think that I keep thinking the questions that Jen got for the debate are probably wrong anyway. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, it's so simple. I mean, I listen to my local talk radio, and whenever our mayor is on the radio, this is the questions they get. When are you going to fix that pothole on Main Street? Hey, this intersection over here needs a stoplight. That's the stupid-ass questions mayors get.
Yeah, I mean, it's
that's
not like
it.
They're going to be asked
it's
to
not
still,
rocket science. Yeah. It's the economy, it's jobs, it's crime, it's drugs, and it's road conditions. That's all people care about as far as a mayor.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, it's not, you know, and Abe is as the mayor, he should know exactly what the citizens want, you know, the voters want to know, because he should be getting feedback constantly about it. So the whole thing is like it's a big mystery. What, you know, it's not like the Republican debate in Florida when they're asking about sugar subsidies, you know, stupid-ass questions like that. I mean, it's not potholes, you know, potholes, parking meters, stupid crap like that.
Well, hey,
I mean, I don't...
now that Salem PD have iPads, there's not going to be any more crime, though. You do know that.
Right.
They're going to solve
it's solved.
That project. So
even though they didn't put Stefano DiMera's name on the list.
He wasn't on the list. Oh, you know, I guess anyone who comes in for a cup of coffee at the Brady Pub every so often really, you know, it's like you just got to give them a pass, I guess, you know.
Yeah, well, the fact that Stefano actually walks into the pub is the first problem right there.
I know.
I know part of it is money. I do understand that. Part of it is money, but still...
Mary Ann still on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So did you see any of the other episodes this week, Mary Ann, or did you just
oh, yeah,
Friday?
I saw Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, I just missed it. I just missed Fridays. Yeah, I just didn't get a chance to watch Fridays. Actually, I've been watching online. I haven't been taping. I've been watching online, so it's like one day behind. So I didn't get to watch Fridays today. So because you can only watch the previous episode. If you watch online, you can only watch like the day befores. You know, so...
Oh, there's some on YouTube who he's been voting
okay.
Up.
Yeah, like if I go on Hulu. And,
that's where I tend to go. I go to YouTube because they don't show ads.
Yeah, and the same
used to be able to go to Hulu and just put it up on my computer and go do something else and then replay it and the ads wouldn't show, but they don't do nothing no more. They figured out.
Yeah.
I'm just not interested. I don't want to watch the show bad enough to watch it with ads.
Did you talk about the photo shoot with Chad and Gabby?
No.
Kate?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that was Thursday, I think.
No, it was Abigail in Austin. Abigail.
Oh, yeah.
That she told Austin that she loved him and he kissed her.
Did that happen Friday? That must have happened Friday.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
No,
oh, did she tell him how she feels about him, finally? Oh,
no.
No,
it was fantasy.
It was all
fantasy.
Oh, it was all fantasy yet. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You know, the soapy fantasy stuff, you know.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Where, you know,
so
you
he still
think
has
it's
no
really
clue.
Happening. And, no.
Oh, so he still hasn't. All right. Okay.
Well, it doesn't sound like he had a clue as of last week when we interviewed him either.
No.
I'm wondering if he'll ever get a clue. I'm wondering if he'll lay
know.
On top of us. He'll still be like, Abby, what's going on?
Hey, Abby, I keep
where
running
am I
into you. I wonder why.
She she's like, I'm going to rearrange your post-its, all right?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, I wanted to come for the whole Jan thing. I'm sure the Jack and Jen fans didn't appreciate Jen laying a big smacker on Daniel when he left the was about ready to leave the Kiriakis mansion and go to Sydney. I guess he was going. Yeah, she laid a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. And I think she said she loved him too. I was like, oh Jesus, Jennifer, come on. You love him so much.
Tell
you would have dumped him.
The longer this goes on, the less interested I am in watching Jen.
Was
this the week that Victor was loving Maggie's muffins?
Oh yeah,
that was funny. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that was for Sarah. Sorry.
No. Madison turned Victor down for her to be CEO because someone told her on the phone to turn the job down. Victor was seriously pissed off, and I thought that was hilarious. I mean, he was mad.
No one turned down Victor.
That's a hell of a job.
No one turned down.
I need to go, which day was that? I need to see. We don't ever get to see Victor pissed anymore.
Wednesday night?
Really?
Well, yeah, it's on my, I know my tweets about it, I think, so you have to, I know it wasn't Monday, and it wasn't Friday. It might have been Tuesday.
I'll go look.
It wasn't Friday. It was Wednesday, maybe? Thursday? I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't Thursday, so I think it was probably Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah, he was furious, and he kept ripping on her, and Maggie was trying to defend her. He was like, oh, maybe she wants more of a personal life, and he's like, no. She's super ambitious, you know, this is a dream job for her, and he's suspecting something's going on with Madison. But we still
don't know. Like there's more to it.
Well, at least he hasn't totally lost his brain. That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, or his, his itchiness.
So who's going to take over Titan?
I don't know. He's looking for someone.
Is that the job they're going to have Ian doing?
I was thinking maybe
turned it down.
Would they give that to Lucas? I don't know. Probably not. But, I mean, he has been an international businessman for a few years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking about that. I mean, Austin used to work for Bella with him and Nicole. So I'm not sure he'd rather do that than be a professor. And he was a corporate raider, too.
Probably everybody in town at one point or another, other than the Damaris, has worked for Titan, I think.
Yeah. So, she's in Nicole.
I thought it was rather funny when I turned on one day and they had, Maggie? I think it was Maggie, suggesting to Victor that he have Bo run it.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, your other son.
I'm surprised they're still married after that one.
I mean, it was just like, oh yeah, sure, we'll have Dumbo run the company. That's a brilliant idea. There's absolutely no experience at all whatsoever.
He can't even catch Stefano DeMira, and he's at the pub drinking coffee. Come on.
I'm not sure I'd have anybody who worked with it anyway. It was anyway. connected to the Salem Police Department, I wouldn't want them running my company. For that matter, I wouldn't want them running the city either. But
Because Titan still isn't 100% legit from what I gathered. I mean, I know he sold off the drug company and his drugs and all that, but he's still doing some illegal activity somewhere. So, I mean, I don't know why you would want Bo in charge of that. But,
That'd be funny.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be the reason we.
So
are people enjoying Brady and John scenes together, working together?
Oh, yeah. I like them together.
Yeah, it's like they finally, it took all these years, but they finally have them, like, where they should be as far as working together. I mean, having relating to each other,
agreeing, and then finally coming to an understanding of how to do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brady was right, though.
The theme of Black is Back. Now, are they going to have, like, an AC/DC, you know?
Black is Black. Black is Back.
Yeah, all right.
Back in Black. That's the name of the song. But John said, "Oh, my last name's in the company," and Brady's like, "Well, what's my name, Brady Brown? Brady Brown." I thought that was cool.
What is my name, Brady Brown? Brady Brown.
Brady Brown.
Brady Brown.
hilarious. I love the way I loved Eric's dry like delivery on that. That was so cute. Now, if he could just, like, remember to take off his shirt when he goes over to do his work, that would be great. Cause
really?
But whenever he takes it off when Madison's in the room, it kind of ruins it for me. So I wouldn't mind if he was sitting there with his shirtless, you know, sitting there with talking to his dad. That would be kind of weird, but I could enjoy that.
Okay. Well, back to the fall with Quinn. That's all.
I miss it. Do they decide on what they're doing with their company? First, John wanted to do fashion.
They're still working on it. I don't think they're going to do magazines so much. I think it sounded to me like they were going to do stuff
for
the younger crowd, and then also the classic stuff or something, whatever that means. What?
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know what they're going to do, but it was fun watching them interact. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
In other words,
maybe
they're just going to be sitting around talking about making money.
Brady's like, we can't get any investors. Well, like, no shit, you don't even know what you're doing. How do you get an investor? You need a business plan.
Yeah.
You need a clue.
You need a couple of laptops at least, maybe a desk.
You don't have an office. All you know is so far it's going to be called Basic Black, and then that's it.
Brady, look how well things turned out for you when Taylor was using a number 2 pencil while you were working on things at the pub. I mean, didn't work out so great, so, you know. And we should work on this a little bit here.
Well, if the Salem PD can afford an iPad, then I would think Basic Black can afford
You know how they used to have a community cell phone until the actors got to start using their own, apparently?
Yeah.
Now they're going to have a community iPad. like Brady's going to open up and he's going to go, who put this top 10 most wanted list on my iPad?
Now the problem is, though, is that everybody has an iPhone because they're all getting to use their own. So Sammy, who at least before she got her job, shouldn't have, you know, had the same phone equipment as EJ can afford. It's walking around with an iPhone. And Rafe, who's unemployed. And now he's working, but he sure still can't be making much money. And he has
I'm sick of them talking about not, you know, that Sammy's working to put food on the table. I mean, two of her kids are EJ Demira's kids. I'm sorry, but that's
just... Yeah, well, the way Sydney was dressed when she showed up at EJ's house for a party, she looks like he ain't getting... He's not providing any child support, or she's not accepting any. I mean, those boots she had on were so dirty.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
I was glad that was cute, though.
They had the little party for her there. I thought that was sweet.
I liked the way Sydney and Theo were snuggling up on the couch, and Lexi and EJ were throwing each other dirty looks.
That was awesome.
Typical Demira birthday party. I loved it.
Except for Stefano wasn't there, and neither was Kate.
Stefano was sitting at the table trying to convince Bonehope he was explaining that he and Alice both had secrets, but they didn't know what they were.
Okay. Hey, Anna, I have a secret about you.
I don't think the writers
you.
Know what they are.
I have a secret about you. I'm going
to
go put it in a box.
Laugh.
Yeah.
And every time they
mention that box.
Stupid IOU,
yeah.
Stefano walk out of the room. I mean, the manager guy at the bank or whatever, he wasn't even in the room. And, you know, it's like, so they're just like, okay, well, if you don't want to look at it, I'll go put it back. Like, Stefano, like, evil Stefano wouldn't have, like, blown it up or something, or, you know, walked out the door with it or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it was stupid.
Opened it up, which what was in there. Still looked to see maybe what her secret was. Come on, I mean all the shit.
I know.
She's dead. Why not, you know, make sure that nobody can get a key and you know, that he just thought, oh, that was the other part. Oh, she was dead, so I figured it was all done.
Mm-hmm.
The safe deposit box is still there, and you don't have her key. No, it's not done.
Yay. We have Sarah on. Hold on, I'm going to get her on.
Okay.
Hey, Sarah.
Hello. Hey.
Hi.
So what do you want to talk about, huh? Let me guess.
I don't know.
Muffins? You want to talk about muffins?
Sure. I just thought that was so funny. I was like, couldn't stop laughing.
Victor was loving a muffin. Well, he was. He seemed to be enjoying himself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Oh. Jams in there. Go Magic.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. That was great. So did you like the interaction?
Yes, but I just have to go back to that for a minute because I wasn't expecting you to tweet that.
That's part of the fun, you know.
Well, you did say it was in the handbook, so.
It was in the Hoochie. The Hoochie handbook says you cannot pass up golden opportunities like that to be a Hoochie. I mean, just no, you know, you just have to be. It's a requirement. Oh, gosh. So, yeah, I think we're taking a page out of Bob Hapke's book. We're both ascending and entertaining. Maybe. Some days. Sometimes.
We don't know how offensive he is, though, because he's too chicken to call in.
Yeah.
I thought Jam was trying to get him to call in.
Wasn't Amy supposed to call in tonight? Did she call in? Amy did call in? Oh, I thought she was going to. She thought she might. Thought I had
her. They were on Twitter.
Are they
Jam
right now?
Was tweeting to them. I don't know right now. My computer's so slow, I gave up on Twitter.
I was tweeting to Amy, and she said she might come on. I was getting her out there. Jen and I were working on her.
Yeah, Jen gave the phone number and everything, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, she'll have
it. I told her to bring Bob along.
Well, if they're in the same house, it shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah, come on, Bob.
The phone.
He hit him every night. Jeez. At least he
did. He's awake.
I want to hear Bob's sexy voice.
I want to hear
Bob's
voice.
Come on, Bob, if you're listening.
Yeah, and he could pimped.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he could have pimped Mark's movie too.
Hey, you know, that's
maybe reality isn't as good as the fantasy. You know how?
He can tell us about that. You know? Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah, maybe we'll interview Mark and Bob and Amy, the family Hapke, Team Hapke.
There you go.
That'd be cute.
Is he disappointed in seeing Safe go down the drain? Yes, Safe fan.
Yeah, what does Bob really think about EJ? That's what I want to know.
I think he really liked EJ.
I think he's secretly
his man crush.
EJ.
Yeah.
I think he wants to be EJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know, but until we get him to tell us on here, we'll just have to keep speculating. You know, that's all we can do. You know, if you don't tell us things, we have to just use our imaginations, and we're all being perverted. So, you know, there you go. I'm thinking maybe Bob would like to have a visit on the couch with EJ. That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
The famous couch.
Yeah, the mansion. Not really.
No.
But anyway. Yeah, I
thought
Will
and EJ
are
next.
Who? Oh, Will. Oh, yeah.
Will and EJ.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much it's going to be, you know, pretty much everyone in town knows Will's gay except for Will.
Except for Will, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
EJ, Marlena,
his mother.
Sunny.
Random people off the street. The kids
Jamie's
probably even
blind.
Know. The kids are probably like, after everyone
Jim's
leaves, Allie and Johnny are, Allie and Johnny are probably like, huh?
Did you see the scene where he spit in the mirror at himself?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
See that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. A little self-hate there, right there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe it's kind of awkward to go up to a total stranger and say, hey, why don't you tell us your coming out story? And
yeah.
Like, you know, we just met a couple minutes ago. Yeah, that was a bit awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't understand this with, especially with Madison asking Melanie and Abby to.
Yeah.
The model, and she sensed her friendship chemistry there, and like, okay, they hate each other.
Like, yeah, what kind of pictures are they going to be doing?
yeah, going to be like S&M or what? Are they going to be beating the crap out of each other?
Or loving each other? Kissing each other?
Yeah,
this will
be whips and chains.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, why did she want Melanie right all of a sudden? I don't get it. I know she wanted Abby, but not unless Quinn suggest. I don't know. Where did that come from with Melanie?
Quinn's got the hots for Melanie, so.
I don't know.
Weird and creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy, yeah, definitely.
No, the longer Quinn is on, the less I like him.
I'm guessing that maybe Quinn has, like, peepholes set up in all those rooms.
Oh, don't go there.
I'm just
sounds
guessing,
like,
you know, when he goes back to his office, he's probably watching everything that goes on. That's just my opinion. I don't know.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Why is Madison so obsessed with getting her line in Quinn's spa? He only owns one spa that we know of. So, I mean, she's not going to be making... Yeah, she's not making that much money.
She
already
does?
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to give you national exposure. Well,
I mean,
that's nice if you have a chain, but if you have one little spa in Salem, even if you're on national TV, you're still... You know, people aren't going to fly to your spa. I mean, you're still only going to attract local people. So,
yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is just, I mean, she's just, her need for revenge is clouding her judgment. It
yeah.
makes no sense at all whatsoever.
Then it makes you wonder, why does she want revenge?
Well, actually, I don't give a shit at this point.
I don't care. I was being facetious.
I know. I just like, I don't care. It's stupid. I mean, who cares if you you want your facial cream in his spa? I mean, you're not going to make that much money off of it. She's such a national company. She wouldn't be worried about one little spa. She would try to go after a chain, you know, or a franchise or something. Not one little spa. I mean, that makes no sense at all whatsoever. And the thing is, too, what made me laugh is, like, she doesn't know that he was a pimp, even though Brady knows. He apparently didn't tell her. So why would she want that out? Because someone could very easily, I mean, Kate knows what he did. I mean, he was a drug dealer, too. I mean, she could put that out there and embarrass the crap out of Madison if they align like that. So that just didn't make any sense to me at all whatsoever.
There's got to be a lot of people in town who probably know that, you know, Kate knows things. And that she's the one who brought Quinn and who Quinn is. And I mean, that could work both ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sally said in the chat room.
The way they keep giving
the whole
stuff
point
away, I don't know how anyone's going to make any money on the products. They keep giving
the whole
stuff away.
The whole thing of it being
Quinn
is just so stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not as it seems.
Seems like Quinn and Brady made up, too.
Yeah.
What? It's a conversation between them.
I think they were shirtless.
Quinn
I think
Brady
maybe,
makeup.
I think
were, yeah,
maybe
whoa.
Brady
yeah,
had a weak moment. You know, he was looking at Quinn's text and he was like,
that was a good scene. I enjoyed that scene.
Yeah, I did
well,
too, actually.
I really enjoyed
this. And Brady makes up with him. But
EJ buys the drug business, which supposedly gets, you know, Brady's ex-girlfriend killed, and he goes and beats the pulp out of him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't know, but I enjoy watching the most shirtless, I gotta admit.
I still enjoy watching
me.
Yeah.
Pretty much ruined both of them for me. I like Eric. He's never done much for me shirtless anyway. And
what?
I'm sorry.
Who? Brady?
Sorry.
You say?
Hairless guys all look the same.
Well, I agree there.
I like them all different ways.
It's all good, seriously.
There are some
hairy.
Yeah, hairy chests are
hairy.
I agree.
But when they look all the same, no, just, I mean, Eric and when
there
are Tech was on, they went through this thing where the only hairy guy on the show, I swear, was Drake Hogeson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was just like they all look the same after a while.
Yeah.
They just do to me. I like people who, you know, I'm just, and it's not just soaps. It's, you know.
Hey, nobody can say we don't talk highbrow stuff around here.
Hollywood.
I know.
It's Hollywood in general. They've got this look, and you've got to have that look now. If
mm-hmm.
you have,
yeah.
if you
I,
don't
I
have
that look.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Too.
I like a hairy Greek now and again, or maybe always.
Yeah.
But I don't mind seeing some like.
Yeah, I don't mind that either.
Just,
I don't look away.
I like seeing hairy guys. I like seeing shirtless guys, too. I just don't want to see all carbon copies of the same thing. You know, we all have to have, you know,
maybe you're not looking closely
enough.
Now,
does
he
have some hair on his chest, doesn't he?
Does
he have a little bit? He used to have more. I don't know.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
But then he's also been hair-free, too, before.
Yes,
yeah,
he has, yeah. Yeah.
He's a very different shape, though, than you know, some of the other guys. He's not
I'm looking forward to seeing I'm hoping that the first thing Lucas does when he gets back to town is sign up for shirtless martial arts classes.
Ooh, he's got
I'm really looking forward to that part.
Mm-hmm.
That we'll never get
like,
out.
Do we have a uniform? Yes, it's called Take Off Your Shirt. And don't ever put it back on, and we'll be good.
Right. Patrick Muldoon had a shirtless scene with Carrie, which they were both half naked. For some reason, they didn't have time for sex. But anyway.
I'm like thinking, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, we get
well,
he
had some hair on his chest, too, didn't he, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah,
no,
he's got hair.
He did in the 90s. And we were tweeting to him, Savina and I, we were on hashtag
on.
Team, yeah, hashtag team chest hair. He kept saying no. And then someone said, hey, you look good in the shirtless scene on Tuesday. And he's like, I was sucking it in. That was hilarious. Then Patrick said he's growing it back.
Good.
So,
oh, good.
Yeah. So we're gonna have Harry Austin pretty soon.
Yay.
Maybe
you know,
maybe
all right.
maybe
well,
after like
the
guy.
Not that we're gonna have Harry Austin.
Yeah, we should
Harry
start a debate on that. You know, Harry Austin or you know, see which wins. Yeah.
Well, he said he's growing it back,
see that
so,
on
but
Twitter,
he didn't seem
yeah.
happy about it. Yeah, he wasn't happy about it. Then
what the women want?
The only two hairy guys on the show are characters I don't like.
John, right? And
yeah.
Bo.
I like Drake Hogeson. I just don't like John.
Yeah.
And I have to watch him eat Marlena's face.
Yeah.
Oh, I always enjoy that. Well, whatever.
They're really not on screen together that much.
I feel like I'm watching a horror movie.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
No, John's busy with Brady, and Marlene is busy with Will.
He's busy with Will and
Jack. Okay. So I got to share this little comment that Sally said in the chat room about Will.
Oh,
Will
yeah.
is going to be nominated as the MC of the Gay Pride Parade and still not know. That's funny. Sorry.
That's
funny. Marlena just needs to come out and tell him. Okay, Will, you're gay.
Yeah, come on.
I know.
I want to say, too, Gabby looked fantastic all dolled up.
Didn't she?
I thought she looked great.
What a difference.
Girl.
A transformation
she's
in her.
I've seen her in person. She's gorgeous. She really is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's a natural
she
beauty.
She's
they
very,
just give her
she's
a
very pretty girl. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. They were both
yeah,
nice.
So
I had talked to them
yeah,
a day
and
day.
If they try and give her a personality, she'll probably end up like Melanie. So maybe I don't want that. I don't know.
Yeah, they, yeah.
Well, I'm afraid she's going to end up like Chloe.
So that,
with Chloe, you know,
no.
used to be the gold girl. She went from gold girl to basically a whore. And,
yeah.
you know, I mean,
I think a professional whore.
Yeah,
yeah.
Literally.
I mean, before she was a real whore, though, she was dressed like, you know, she was dressed, she, I mean, she had her boobs
yeah.
out in every single episode. And,
oh, yeah.
And the drag queen makeup. And she's a natural beauty. She doesn't need all that. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
That's
she can
true.
Tone it down. So I'm hoping they don't
you know,
do that
know,
with Gabby.
Sitting on the when she's sitting on the park bench looking like that with Father, what was his name,
yeah.
going on about?
Father, Daddy Walton.
John Walton.
Yeah.
John Walton.
yeah.
Paul Walton.
Should I?
Every time I see that, I think of
Father
God.
God
had
sinned
to let me be
I stared at all Chloe's titties.
Father,
I can't
think of what it was. Father something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I need a sign from God. Just stay with Lucas, or should I be with Daniel? And then Lucas calls, and it's just like, oh, come on, Chloe. You know, I'm just freestyling her that it's okay for her to cheat on Lucas with Daniel because Daniel's her true love. I'm like, oh, come on, seriously,
yeah.
Reese is going to tell you that,
right?
Really?
Yeah, right.
Maybe you cause approval first before you have an affair. You know?
Head writers. They're not a big improvement on Dina, but they are an improvement.
Yeah, that's true.
We're
yeah.
not seeing that anymore. They are an improvement. They still don't know how to tell a story.
No,
a compelling story that makes me want to, you know, when I come home. Oop, Days of Our Lives are over. Let's turn it off. Well, never done that yet.
I have a feeling there's going to be some things coming up that people love and some things that they won't. And I'm just hoping it. I'm just hoping things generate interest so the sweeps go well, and you know, it's like I want to see the show do better ratings wise.
Mm-hmm.
Boy,
I
I'll
do,
tell you,
but I have yet to see them bring in a new character that I actually liked, so I'm very nervous about what they're going to do.
Yeah, because every new character they've been bringing in hasn't been working, so
it's just
let's hope this next one does. Maybe it has to be a male for it to work.
Who,
I don't know.
Who here is worried about General Hospital? They've got lowest ratings again. And, you know, it's almost like part of ABC's design. Let's put two crappy shows as their lead. And then,
well,
you know, GH is their left flapping.
One life to live. They have One Life to Live's old writer who turned that show around like crazy. Now,
well, hopefully he
yeah,
can do
they
it before AMC doesn't go in and cancel him. To see right
if
now, ABC could justify
write,
it.
If they let him write Days, if they let him write GH the way he wants, I'm not sure
yeah.
GH fans are going to like it so much because I hear he brought One Life characters.
Cassie DePave.
Can't be any worse.
Ava.
Yeah.
Piva, whatever her name is.
He knows how to write
Cassie
DePiva.
Mm-hmm.
Piva.
Yeah, he brought in all the Mannings, which I liked that part. I didn't like
yeah.
that he brought in.
But, you know,
what's
it's going to piss the true blue GH fans off to have their characters punted for characters from another show.
Well, they have
Dave
all the time. They fire Dave veterans and they bring on General Hospital.
Well, I know,
yeah.
but
Robert,
I'm just saying.
Is Robert Scorpio only showing up in GH so that they can kill off or send away Robin? Because
yeah,
I heard he was going back.
Yeah, I heard they're getting rid of her. That's sad. She's been on forever.
Yeah.
She's been on since she was 5 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why are they getting rid of her?
To kill the show.
Yeah.
I heard the quartermaster pretty much extinct.
Are they going to replace the actor who left, who's Lucky?
Mm.
Who I like a lot.
Oh, Jackson or whatever his name is?
He was leaving.
He left.
That was his choice.
Oh.
It was his choice. He said it was just too much.
Mm-hmm.
It just had him in a constant state of upheaval every day. I would imagine if you have to go in and do that every single day for 3 years, you'd be
mm-hmm.
like wrung out.
Hmm.
So, but.
I don't know.
So no
well,
Lucky
like
and no
Well, so
Robin.
So speaking of,
I can't imagine.
So has anyone watched that stupid Revolution yet? I watched like 2 minutes of it. I gave it 2 minutes on two different days just to see what it was about. It was horrible.
Is it a primetime show?
If I want to watch dining or food shows, I'll go to the Food Channel or I'll go to HGTV.
No, but I mean, the beats were all off. There was something weird about, like, Extreme Makeover, Ty Pennington showing a lady how to get water out of her wood table and then saying, Tim Gunn, come on over here. You're going to help her out. And Tim's like, okay, I've never touched an iron before. Oh my God, that. I mean, I'm not quoting it exactly as said, but I was just like, because I like Ty Pennington from Trading Spaces. He was okay the first few years of Extreme Makeover, and then I just stopped watching it. But you know, I like him, but it's just really awkward. And then I turned it on the next day just to see a few minutes of it, not to endorse it or anything, and they had a cooking segment, and it was three people. I didn't know who the heck they were, didn't care, and it didn't hold my, you know, I watched it for like 2 minutes, and I was like, okay, I'm done. So, I mean, I realize it's their first week or two or whatever, but it was just awkward. So, I don't know. It's sad.
Well, next week, I think we have a lot of things to look forward to with February sweep starting. It's like a lot of stuff's going to come down on Sammy, so like, it should be pretty good.
Yeah.
And, it should be exciting. And then, so we're going to get going. It's time to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's cleansing time. So we'll see everybody tomorrow. Next week. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.